Happy Monday morning. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.go4gold alongside my co-host Lucky Pires, bringing you hot news off the field. Let's start off at Edgbaston in Manchester. India did a sterling job to draw the fourth test after trailing by 311 runs in the first innings. A quick look at the scorecard. India, in their first innings, were bowled out for 358 and England replied with 669. And in the second innings, they did a sterling job, 425 for 4 wickets when the game was called off. Now, in the first innings, India did struggle, but they came up with such a sterling performance. In the second innings, 425 for 4 is a fantastic comeback by the Indian team. KL Rahul 90, Shubman Gill 103, Washington Sundar 101 not out, alongside Jadeja 107 not out. The two all-rounders created a partnership unbroken for the fifth wicket, 237 runs, which is a fantastic effort. India, I'm sure, will be very happy the way they performed at Old Trafford. Now, the other news I have for you on the Indian side is that Rishabh Pant has been ruled out of the fifth test. Remember, he had a fractured toe. So that is a bit of a concern. But one reckons India has, in fact, all the resources because they have a very good squad on show. Let's go down to the West Indies. Australia have won the fourth T20 game by 3 wickets. West Indies made a defendable total of 205 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. And the Aussies get their 206 for 7 wickets in 19.2 overs with 4 balls to spare. Maxwell 47. Josh English 51 and Cameron Green, the star of the batting side, unbeaten on 58, and he saw the mighty Aussies go through and win this game. Well, that's it on our podcast for this morning. We'll keep you posted more of the latest when we present it for you again tomorrow at the same time. So on behalf of Lucky Pires and myself, Brian Thomas, we're signing off here and wishing all of you a very blessed Monday and a wonderful week ahead. In the meantime, sit back, relax. Let's wind up by listening to a piece of music.